Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me. And by following me, yuhibbukum Allah, you will become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Here in this verse, we find that in order to prove this claim of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criteria is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make a claim of love is very simple, but what is the proof of the person's love being genuine, being true, and being sincere? That is the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why I mentioned a person, because in proportion to his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the effect of following the sunnah is this, that you will become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the person who wishes to become accepted and beloved, wishes to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haji Inbadullah rahmatullah mentions such an easy prescription here. You follow the sunnah, then you will become sunnat min mahbubiyat here. It has the effect of drawing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jazb kar lenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attract you and draw you towards him. And when a person is drawn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah yashtabi ilayhi may yasha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws whomsoever he wishes towards him. Here is a prescription to be drawn close to Allah, to be attracted to Allah, to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.